Thomas Edison Charter School Board Meeting, March 19th.
We got the agendas coming around now. Thanks.
Wait a minute.
Yes, I meant to take this, I never did this.
You get minutes over there?
So, don't, I had put that under personnel committee for today, but yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I will do some research.
I have a shell that I meant to get to, but I didn't.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Call our meeting to order today, Monday 19th, Thomas Edison Charter School Board of Directors meeting. The minutes are going around. So if you had the chance, if you had any questions on minutes or you needed a second to review them, please do so. And then if I can just get a motion.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
I'm sorry, Mill Brown.
And second up by Ron Pinkett. Motion's been approved. Any necessary corrections?
Yes. Hallway down in the kindergarten area we're talking now, where it's heaters. So the change has been made.
Thank you, Mr. Balsam. Any other necessary corrections? All right. All in favor of approval of our board minutes?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposition? Any abstentions? Okay. One abstention. Motion approved.
It should be tender on the agenda, right?
Yes. That's actually my fault. That was February board minutes. Public comments. Any parents in attendance? Any parents? Any teacher comments?
We're excited for Leadership Day.
I must have looked at you, so you said.
I have a question about Leadership Day.
Let's get on Principal L's report. General Public. All right. School reports. Head of school report?
Yep, everybody should have one. Just had another Saturday school session. We had two more scheduled, one for the 24th and then one more for after spring break in April. Delaware DDOE visited our school for a voluntary site visit and the standards implementation site visit. and visited classrooms, interviewed students, staff members, and we got some good feedback. So we had a debrief meeting at the end of the day, and the state basically said that they were impressed with what they saw. And one of the quotes was, "We're seeing things at Edison we're not seeing in, you know, some other places, and we'd like to help you guys be able to grow, you know, your program." And we, in 30 to 60 days, they'll submit to us a more formal written report, which we will then give to the board. Also, we had one of our young ladies compete at the Spelling Bee. We talked about that. We had some students going, and the one finished in the top four, and she was the only Wilmington City student to finish in the top four. We're very excited about Leadership Day, April 27th, be our second annual Leadership Day, showcasing our student work and performances and speeches from the students. So we appreciate any support we get from the board and from our community. We had a tabletop lockdown early March. Also, we had an intruder drill. So this drill was actually an intruder inside of the building where the teachers had to lock down the classroom. And it went very well. Chess team preparing for nationals in early April. And spring break begins March 29th. Service Unlimited completed their maintenance here on our heating and ventilation system. And we just had a water inspection on our water for our heating lines to make sure those lines are operating on. Yes, sir. You have a question?
Are there any encumbrances for us coming in during the break? I've talked with Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
We got that all set for him. We talked with Mr. Brown. We're looking at the week of April the 2nd through the 5th. Is there any?
Just let everybody know what you're talking about. Coming into
we're the clutter. Remember, we talked about the clutter downstairs, and I've got a group of four guys that are willing to come in and work as many days as they can during the break to start to break down that stuff and to get it ready to move out. Mr. Brown, you want to talk about your assistant?
I'll have some of my ball players from Dickinson that will be off the same time, and so I can just come up with the truck in my vehicle to support the effort of getting rid of the.
Right. Much needed, and also being done over spring break so as to not be as intrusive on your students, which is good. We appreciate the flexibility, and then Jesse's going to make himself available to be here.
Yeah, he was actually just telling me as I walked down the hallway that he was preparing for you guys.
Right. And I'm sure the fire inspector would be very happy to see all of that.
But they've been really good to us.
Yes, sir.
In saying, you know, you really need to get this out.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to ask for Monday Larkin, the 7th grader. Was the 4th place finish enough to qualify?
No, it was only, I think, the top 3 qualified for the state. Okay. Yeah, so she just missed that.
One other thing that I forgot to mention that I think we should go on record. Also, I talked to Mr. Pinkett. He is here. And Mr. Pinkett is going to look into getting us a dumpster that we could use specifically
for the cleanup.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
A motion to approve the school report, Mel Brown.
Motion that we approve the school report.
Second.
Cooper.
Properly moved and second. All in favor of approval of the school report?
Aye.
All opposed? Every now and again, I forget that's me. Board of Financials. Actually, I'm sorry, a school financial report. Again, Board of Financials.
Okay. We do have all of the state Unicount formula in, except for approximately $41,000 that we will be getting in this month. We also did receive all of the district funds. So when you look at the actual excess of the approximately $2.9 million, that's the cash that we have basically left to live on for the remaining 4 months. It doesn't include, of course, any federal funds that we get in, but in order to get the federal funds, we have to spend them, which is how that works. So we're looking to end the year with a surplus, unless anything unforeseen happens. I don't know if anyone has any questions.
Ms. Winder, can you just share how the Christiana settlement worked? We were talking about it at the Oversight Committee.
Well, we had budgeted to get $150,000 for the Christiana School District settlement. However, we only received $84,000 approximately, but I was told by
Kendall,
mm-hmm, that a lot of those funds are coming in as additional district funds, which is good because we aren't locked into using them at those four levels, which was kindergarten, preschool, technology, special ed. So we were locked into using those funds. So when you look at page 2, all the way at the bottom, and you see the amount of funds that we received, which was approximately $1.3 million. Last year, even though we had a little less students, we got like $1,040,000 something. So it was a large difference of what we received this year compared to last year. And that's because they are currently reporting their formula correctly. So we're getting in the correct district funding that we should be now from them. So that well evens, that well makes up for the 150.
Any other questions? Thought she could share that with the
So what about financial backgrounds? They just added per student count, basically?
For district funds. The way that they had been calculating their funds was incorrect, and they were calculating for everybody far less than they should have been getting. Okay. So that's why they did the settlement. But not only did they do the settlement, they had to go back and correctly calculate going forward what district funding that everybody's supposed to get from that.
Okay.
So the projections for the end of the year, can we say, you know, when we looked at our total student count that we projected for this budget,
mm-hmm,
we're down now?
Well, when it comes to district funding, we're up.
We're up.
And that's because of the Christiana School District.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, in other words,
will it balance out, or will we?
It'll definitely balance out. But where we were short at were the unit count formula funds. But we thought that we were going to be a lot shorter. It's going to be approximately 26,000. We're short. But we still in the year positive.
So, Pat, just so that I'm grasping this properly. So, of the 65,000 shortfall,
mm-hmm,
then we're going to still be about 26,000 short.
Right.
25,772.
And that's even with the changes to the unit formula.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether or not you know this, but is there any expectation for next year to have that unit formula be changed so that we don't have a shortfall going forward?
Well, when we do the budget, we never anticipate, having a shortfall. I try to make it as accurate mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. as I think that it would possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that, we should be okay as long as we get the students that we budget for
right.
next year.
Right.
But I think what we're missing, the state formula, we're going to be short there by about 26,000.
Right.
What I don't think we're correctly pointing out is
we're
if you look at
budget.
Exactly local district, right?
So that more than makes up for it.
We put 2.7 in mm-hmm. our budget, and we're at 2.8. So we're 121,000 over our district funding, which is over and above what we're short in our unit state funding, which is that was just what I was sharing.
I think that's good.
All right, any additional questions or comments, concerns?
Are there any other other major expenses that may not be reflected on here?
No, everything is reflected in the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
We did have some payments that should have actually been made in February that weren't. So we actually made up for that in the forecast.
Okay. But no other costs or any other issues with the building or the structure. Okay. Great.
If we're good, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I believe moved in the second.
How long?
Ron Pinkett.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Ayes have it. Board financials.
Okay. Passing around, it's two sheets. The first one will look like this, and then the second will be a spreadsheet, so make sure you take two. Yes, that way. Does everybody have a copy? Have their two copies? Yes. Everybody would go to the second sheet, the statement of accounts. You'll notice it's basically looking at January, so if you go at the bottom, this statement is reflecting the January. We did not have the sheet for the last board meeting. And right now we're still having some glitches transferring over from the old treasurer to the new treasurer. So hopefully we'll have, next month we should have February and March statement to present to you. If you notice in January, down at the bottom, you see the checks that were issued, and you'll see sort of a statement over to the right-hand side showing you what it's for. And so it's showing a balance there at the end of the month of $664,122.52, and that was in the checking account. Now, if I go to the end of the month in January, why is this one showing $732,000?
Because there are checks that did not clear.
That did not clear. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so we still have that to deal with. We had a finance committee meeting on the 18th, and also following the finance committee meeting, we had the community finance meeting. At the community finance meeting, we reviewed the statement, the first statement.
The Citizens Oversight Committee.
Yeah, Citizens Oversight. That Ms. Winder had passed that in terms of how the budget was, how we're doing overall on the budget. At the finance committee meeting, we discussed the monies here, and we discussed the amount that's sitting in the business checking account. And we made a decision to move as of March, the roughly we have in there now about $500,000 to the money market. We didn't have, for some reason, we didn't have access to that previously, and that's been corrected, and so we were able to move some money in that. That's only going to show a monthly return of 0.2%. So we're not looking at making any big financial gains, but we have been talking about the possibility of looking at doing something in terms of investing that money, not looking at the high end, but somewhere in the neighborhood of about 3%, 4%, 5%. So that's something that the committee has talked about. If anyone has any comments that they want to make about that. We haven't made any decisions on that yet. Put in a phone call to the person, or when we met with our banker person at M&T Bank, the investment person was not available on that particular day, so the thought is to get back to that individual, or we reached out, but also we're considering looking at some other people in terms of the investment as well, just looking at something, like I said, rather than just having it sit first, not having it sit in the checking account, and not having the money sitting in the money market as well.
So can we deal with the savings, like short-term savings?
That's one thing that was...
Yeah, that's one of the things that the investment person was talked about. It would be like a ladder system where you could have like 4 CDs and one renews every 3 months. We would need it to, whatever it is, needs to be
90 days, half year.
Yeah, and you can have one always renew. The key for us is something that's extremely liquid, right? So that we have access to it.
Any expenses, you have to have an idea.
I think that the opportunity to have interest rates with that kind of return is not very, very likely.
Nah,
I think you have to come down some. But some of the one other vehicle that you might want to look at is a swap fund, which is basically it is done by the feds. And our bank is part of it. And what they end up doing is just sweeping your funds at the end of the night. And they actually give you interest on those funds every night. I think it's less than 1%, but it's given to you each time that they use your money. And there's minimal risk.
Yeah, that's something good.
Ron, can you bring us the information on that? I mean, or can we go online and we just look for swap?
We probably should talk to. We could talk to Mike.
I'm getting personal, man. I'm just trying to see how I can save some money.
You would. Well,
I'm sorry for being personal, but
the only way you would be eligible is if you have. If you have in a savings vehicle
Well, he's got that.
Greater than a $100,000.
Got that.
Well, he's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, moving on from there.
motion to report to approve the board financial report. Bill Brown.
Second.
Report has been approved and seconded. Any questions? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. So, Mr. Cooper, I don't know if you had any commentary or for the achievement committee.
Yeah, we did meet. We discussed the.
While you're doing that, I'll just share that Ms. Dorsett, as part of this committee, was setting up our personal integrity training. Looks like we've settled on Thursday, April 26th. Unfortunately, it's not the most convenient training, but we got to do it. So Thursday, April 26th, looks like it's what works best for most people.
That date was that also the meeting for that date is looking at the Smyrna
location.
Yeah, at the
rest stop.
Oh, it's a nice rest stop.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the rest stop in the back.
No, it's a meeting room down there. It's a meeting. It's a meeting.
That was the closest she would come to one.
I just have an issue with. Which
come on. Really
I was the closest she would come to one.
Right. Yeah.
Come on.
Dover.
Come on. It's the rest of the place?
Yeah. Yeah, there is a meeting room.
Yeah, there's a conference area.
Yeah, or
Dave,
it's better than driving to Dover, so
yeah.
I can't complain.
Saves everybody driving to Dover,
It's
still a little
nice. They can come over to my house. I mean, that will save us.
She just didn't budge. That's as far as she budged.
She wouldn't, yeah.
And so that was.
And your hands are tied.
Yeah, she's the only one that does that training. So that's the key is that's what the state has required us to have. And so we're locked in. It's either her or.
I don't think it's the or.
There isn't an or.
So, and there's nothing's totally off the table.
So if we could just get that on our calendars, April 26th. April. So the important thing was just to have a date, right? So when I meet with Denise next week, I can provide the dates of one thing, so it'll be completed.
One other thing that the Achievement Committee talked about and was came to a consensus on as well was as we started, we thought one thing, and it would be in the form of either a motion, I'm not sure, motion or just a recommendation to the Finance Committee to look at the sign-on bonus that we're talking that suggestion that the Achievement Committee was would like to make is that we look at a step type or tier system or step, you know, either every 5 years or 3 years or whatever the Finance Committee could come up with when as they look at the budget that recommendation is made is being made by the Achievement Committee. And part of the reason for that was a number of the teachers who are on staff for 10 or 15 years or more will not be getting any increase at all this year. And it looks like at some of what we started looking at it is not even next year as well. And that, so because they have they are at the high end or they're even above what the tier system that we put in. So the suggestion wasn't meant to try to change the tier system, but this way putting it in as a bonus rather than a salary increase in your then something that wouldn't be as it's not locked in the sense of a year. And it's just a one shot amount. So I think just right now I'm just putting it out there on the suggestion. I don't know if
that
the finance about. Committee, mm-hmm. since the finance committee met before the achievement committee met. We were the other item that the last item we talked about was the that the state and Principal Bell had brought it up in his report, but we were excited to hear that because just that's the comments that they made looking at that, and it's more for next year, as he had said earlier. So that'll give us a chance when the report comes in to start talking about what the board can do, what the administration will be suggesting in terms of improving the academic performance of our students for the 2018-2019 school year. So that's all of my report. Any questions or comments? And hopefully next time I'm here. For some reason my notes aren't straight, but hopefully have a written report next time I'm there.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper. Any questions? All right. I'm not really considered a formal report, right?
Well, it's not a written, say formal, but.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. I don't think we need to take a vote on that. Personnel committee. So, Mr. Pinkett, I had put ahead a school evaluation because I had intended to bring a sample and discuss that with you and Principal L, but I had not done that prior to this meeting. So, meet with Principal L tomorrow, and we can put this on our agenda for next month. But pretty much what it is we need something independent of just our goals for the end of the year. So we have 8 to 10 goals each year, which is fine, and this doesn't replace that, but this is just a kind of a formal evaluation that the state put as one of our conditions. So I just looked at some other schools. Principal L did the same, at what are some examples of the evaluations. And this is something that I think we both agree. We can change in the future, we can amend in the future, but at our next meeting, we'll definitely have something that we can just vote on and close that one out. Mr. Pinkett, is there anything else that you wanted to share?
No, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Operations Committee.
We basically have given the information that we had available for the Operations Committee, which relates to the surplus clutter, trying to clear that out during the spring break, and secondly, that the heaters will be installed in the kindergarten area. And
need a motion to approve having Jesse go forward with installing two heaters down in the kindergarten to eliminate the freezing down there.
So moved. Brian Pinkett.
Second at Mikhail Christie.
And that's all we have for the operations committee.
All right, so properly moved and seconded, have Jesse installed those heaters. Any questions on that? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, operations committee, let's put that. Did you guys have anything else?
No, that's it.
All right.
Unless the teacher had something else.
Are there any other issues?
Well, I just wanted to say, so this is under operations. I had sent to the operations committee and some other people the RFP for food service, and I did want to try to get it out, but I didn't get any comments except for Rupert's going to go through some things with me on it. So I'll send it out again, and hopefully we could get it out next month.
Okay. I'm going to do my survey. Now you want me to do it. I'm just like, for the record, for the record, that is not retribution.
So please look at it. Send me any comments so that we could get this out.
Oh, of course. From last month, there was something about the carpet in the office. Did you have estimates on that?
He had a couple of vendors who made appointments, didn't come out, but he has two solid quotes, and one from it's from Airbase Carpets. I think it's a real reputable company.
Yeah.
So he's going to come to the operations committee to discuss that.
Okay.
I think he was talking about that's something he wanted to do more for the summer.
Okay.
But I think the ladies in the office were trying to get that more sooner than later because they have the issue they have with allergies and whatnot.
Well, this is better again this financial year?
But I think Principal said he'll come next month.
Well, even if we order it, we'll get on it.
No, but Airbase, they're good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there an allergen issue that we can clearly define? We don't need another quote. We can declare it emergency.
Well, only thing I'm going to say, Howard, these ladies in the office, if they say it.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I mean? It's a problem. But they did install an air on. They bought one of the portable air purifier kinds. But I think they're saying they think it's the carpet. Because carpet's been there pretty much since I've been there. So I think that might be an issue.
All right. Well, do we need to approve that in advance, or how do you want to do that?
No, I don't need approval for that. Because
he's going to be here in person next month.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it looked like maybe $5 shot.
All right.
Why don't we make a motion not to
exceed.
And then.
Do we have a good idea of what?
Yeah,
I don't want to just arbitrarily choose a number that we don't want to.
Yeah, but I think the quote's like $5,000-$7,000, like maybe about $7,000 at the most. I think if you did not exceed 10, it'd be fine. You wouldn't have an issue.
So moved.
Second, Emil Brown.
All right. Happening to move in the second. So we have a motion on the floor. Not to exceed $10,000 with the project. Any question? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the ayes have it. Executive Committee. So, just an update on our charter renewal. So, Principal Al and Pat, I don't know if you guys saw your email today, but Potter Anderson got back to me in regards to the employee handbook, and they had some pretty substantial recommendations. So I would like, they wanted to know if they should talk to me or the school. So we're going to set up a call probably for this week. So I'd like you both to be on it, and Rupa, I think it would be a great time for you to be on the call if you're aware to meet with your schedule. So I'm just waiting for Potter Anderson to give me a couple of prospective dates reach out to you guys. So they did a red line of the bylaws, but it'll be good to talk through. And then for policies, they thought it would be a good idea. They haven't sent me a soft copy yet, but they really wanted to talk through. So that'll definitely be interesting. So I'll follow up with you guys on that. The personal integrity training we have scheduled for August 26th. We'll be able to close that. April 26th, not August 26th, April 26th. The Dana workshop. So Paul Stock from Dana reached out to me today. He has enough to move forward. We're at about 80%. He's going to put that survey together and put together the materials for a workshop. And now we have to just come up with prospective dates, which he's going to reach out to me for. I mean, by the end of the school year, you guys will be so tired of me taking your time with all these dates. But we'll need to do the same thing again for the Dana training. And it's going to be just 3 or 4 hours.
So. That's the one we just did the survey?
Yes. And so what he's going to do is use that to prepare our materials. So, those are the main things, and we're checking these things off one by one. I said we'll have a head of school evaluation that we should be able to present next month, and we can finally start moving forward after the month of April, and I'll be following up on conditions. So I meet with the charter office, Denise Stouffer, next Wednesday, and I'll just give an update on where we are and everything. But that's it for the second committee. Any questions? I'm sorry.
Or are you going to do it at the end?
Stephen, are we going to do that?
Oh, first of all, did you want to introduce Mr. Williams?
Yeah, well, I just think Mr. Williams just wanted to come by the meeting and chance to meet him because he's actually not available to become a board member after the end of April, correct?
Right,
after the end of April. But he's definitely interested. Okay. He just wanted to express that and get you his information.
Cool. And I have a resume out for those who don't. We'll get one to you. I had a chance to talk to Mr. Williams briefly, which was he's a captain man, which is usually good.
Wow. I bet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He wasn't at all.
I don't know if they're trying that.
They're all trying to do
they're trying to have their own quorum.
I have nothing to do with it.
They're trying to have their own quorum. This might make a chapter meeting illegal. So we got too many quorum because we have to be trying to have a board meeting.
It's a shame.
But Mr. Williams, I love that. Maybe we can catch up at coffee or something one day.
Absolutely.
And we'll just chat.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, everybody.
Yeah, thanks. And he brings to the table the fundraising and the a lot of experience with, political connections and associations, positive, that I think would be great as we move forward to trying to build a foundation for the school. So I think that would be a great addition at some point, whatever we decide we want to try to make that move.
So Mr. Christie, where would we be with Stephen coming, if Stephen were to come on board?
Where would we be in terms and of?
Number of board members?
Leading the number
to be 12?
Yeah, we had three resignations, right? So we had Glendale Robinson, Vera Tolliver Holmes, and Aaron Moore. We've added Rupa, and we have two vacancies. This will leave us with one additional vacancy. Then the next appointment will leave us with one additional vacancy. Any other questions for the executive committee? Board member comments. Anything the board would like to share? Questions, comments, concerns?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have done pretty well. Board report. School report. After the issues down in Florida, did you get any questions at all from parents in reference to the school?
No. You just had parents. I mean, you might have some maybe in conversation. Just.
Okay.
Concern, naturally, and we ask some staff members, just, you know, just concern me. Whatever you see, you know, children being harmed in a school like that. But overall, we, you know, parents are pretty much, you know, sometimes we get accused of sort of being overwatching parents a little too much. But I just ask them, you know, to be understanding of the fact that I do think in light of recent events that we may at some point begin to move to a more astringent policy in terms of visiting. Just, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, I think we want to work to. We do live in a community where identification is an issue, you know, when it comes to voter registration and some other issues. But I think that we're going to have to give parents sort of an advance notice that they may have to get some form of ID, because we're going to have to move to a system at some point where you're going to need ID to be able to get into the building. And then maybe even begin limiting access of visitors to maybe certain portions of the day, maybe only certain portions of the building, just so that we become tighter in terms of how we're securing, the building.
That brings me to, to the leadership conference. Do we still have room for add-ons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You mean
Just invites? Just invites?
Do we need formal applications or anything like that for those? Because I have two that I'm interested to.
Just to attend, Mr. Blossom, or to present something?
To present, to be. Like, last year we had people at tables that mm-hmm. were. Do you need any more of those, that type?
I mean, for vendors.
Vendors.
You know, if they're providing something, do we do vending tables? Not at least if they did. Uh-huh. I think we didn't do vending tables. Okay. That might have been some other event.
They just want to come in and see what it's like for Edison.
Yeah, actually, they can.
Yeah.
I need some extra beans.
I would say that.
Here they are. No, those right there. That's what I'm sure. Give me.
Okay. That was for him. You already took me.
See, here's what I was thinking about more like have you received any information from the state that we needed to tighten up even more, even like leadership conference? We needed to check on people. Here's a guy, one guy has a state foreign business. Do we need to have him to say that he's, kid free? He doesn't have any cases of molesting kids or anything like that. We don't have those people that are coming in, they don't have to be checked for anything.
No,
like that.
If they're coming for a visit or supervised, yeah, it's just that they can't come in and work with the kid.
He's a State Farm insurance person, mm-hmm. and he wants to donate to the school.
Yeah,
and I said, you need
perfect
to come
and
see. Actually, you know, we need his email.
I've been looking for donors.
We need his email address if you can get that name.
Oh,
email.
Yeah. I want him to give all of his, that's the reason I was asking about that update. Well, we have, you remember last year, I mentioned to you about that lady that was with her husband,
uh-huh.
Caucasian lady, uh-huh. and I ate lunch with them. And she was like a chess enthusiast and all of that. I haven't heard a thing from her since.
Well, I think they made a nice.
She gave.
They made a nice donation.
Did they
put the cell on them? Nice check.
Beautiful, beautiful, fantastic.
Yeah, I think they made it nice. They actually might have even mentioned in the donation how they had a conversation with you.
I would love to see them come back again this year so we can talk again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
we need that. We got to take you out on the road.
All right.
Okay. All
right. Any other new business? Good. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Adjourn.
Second, Mel Brown.
To adjourn.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Aye. 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 Aye.